And that's a deep statement, I think, that you just made. For purposes of self-protection, it is only the adult's friendly manner that remains in the child's memory. I'm sure she'll expand on that in the future, and I definitely think we should ponder that. I mean, she talks about it in terms of the child's need or the child's idealization of the parent, that this happens in a hierarchical society, in a class society, necessarily because of our need to attach ourselves to those who are going to keep us alive. So we idealize the parent, and but this particular process, this dynamic of only remembering the friendly manner, that's really insidious. I think we should think more about that. So then she quotes another pedagogue, or the same guy. Is it the same? Who cares? Fortunate are those parents and teachers who have educated their children so wisely that their counsel is as forceful as a command. and again, go, I hope you guys check out Way of All Flesh, because he illustrates that really well. All that's needed is a gentle counsel, as forceful as a command, that they seldom have cause to mete out an actual punishment, and that even in these few cases, such methods as withdrawing certain pleasant but dispensable things, banishing the children from one's presence, recounting their disobedience to persons whose approbation they desire, etc., are feared as the harshest punishment. Yet few parents. I apologize. I'm seriously considering ending early. I know that's the intent of the bombardment, but I have their attempt. My punishment has advanced to this extent that it is. I'm serious here, literally 24/7, and. I don't think a moment. I don't think I have a moment anymore when I'm not thinking, should I be clearing mucus? Which I never mentioned, by the way. It's just, I have to like, just sort of, this. It's so voluminous. I just have to sort of hold my head under this warm water and clear, and then go eat garlic, and then go clear. I mean, it's just my life. It's so bizarre. It is no wonder that I am sure the vast majority of folks find it difficult to credit it with this testimony, but trust. We need to be talking about what weapons do they have to be used against individuals. We must demand an answer from, I guess it's the Department of Navy that develops these, DARPA. Demand that we find out what it is exactly they got. Put them under oath while you do, please. And I want to say thank you again to all you who listen and hang in there. You give me reason to live. Even if you don't take your clothes off. You can keep your hat on. I'm sorry, I'm getting silly, huh? All right. Until next week. Peace.